Hi, everyone. Welcome back to Sociology in the News. I'm Emma.
I'm Mallory.
I'm Francesca.
I'm Forrest.
I'm Mason.
And I'm Jake.
Six toes on one foot.
And then Doug and Chris said the most salacious thing.
So this week at our TSP meeting, I sort of derailed the conversation, centered around some of the latest gossip, with a recent episode that I heard of Normal Gossip, a favorite podcast, in which they take gossip, anonymize it, and sort of retell it in these fabulous stories. That is really fun. But one of the hosts, Kelsey McKinney, who is an author and journalist, recently wrote a book about gossip and was talking a little bit about how she thinks about the functions of gossip in a very sociological way. So we're here today to talk about the social functions of gossip. Thinking through.
Well, because I'm just thinking, it's like, when does just talking to someone and telling a story become gossip? Like, right. What's the line between I'm telling you something I experienced, and now it's...
Mm-hmm. I have actually Googled, like, exactly what is gossip, because sometimes you're just relaying information that, you know, and then I can't even remember what the proper definition was, but it was something that the person would need to be there to defend themselves about. If you're right. Telling another person something that you know, that person probably wouldn't want others to know, or... you know, may not be the truth, or it's very opinionated about that person, and they can't be there to defend themselves, and they're not in the room, then it's like, I guess, technically gossiping.
Interesting.
Yeah, in my research with domestic violence, this comes up in terms of what is your intent behind telling this story? Is it to relay that information because you think it's important they know, or is it, you know, a bad intent in terms of you just want to talk poorly about somebody so you can build your relationship up with that person you're talking to at the expense of whoever is being gossiped about.
Or break down the other person in another social circle.
Right, because you're threatened by them, or that there's a power differential between you, like a manager or an instructor or whatever.
Right. Usually, like, in some effort to feel better about yourself, I feel.
Yeah.
This is interesting because I feel like one common theme, like, on the show Normal Gossip is how gossip tends to take on really negative connotations. But something they bring up pretty consistently is like, oh, gossip can also be like kind of important information sharing, like especially for marginalized groups. So it's sort of like how people figure out like who's safe to work with. Like if you have had bad experiences, it's sort of a way to steer people away from people who like might actually put them at risk. So I talk a lot about this balancing of like gossip can be frivolous, it can be sort of like mean-spirited, but can also be information sharing, and it can also like kind of facilitate some social bonding like with the people you're gossiping with, of like, okay, I've like extended some trust by telling you this story, and like it's almost in a sort of social exchange sense. So they kind of like unpack the different layers of gossip.
Yeah, that's what I thought with what Jake was saying, with the, could be a bonding experience. So there's like trade-offs to it. It's not just all negative. Yeah.
I feel like that's what Normal Gossip, the podcast, is. It's like, it's bringing in all these people to hear this story, builds community. It builds a common interest between people, and it gives us something to talk about today here.
Yeah,
I think that's the case in grad school, and I think in any work.
Yeah, who's gonna be my advisor? Like, how do I work with my manager?
Subordinates or the superiors, like there's going to be, in this case, like the students or the faculty, like there's going to be like bonding opportunities, you know, by kind of, well, there's no other way to put it, a gossiping about certain, you know, certain professors or, you know, whatever it may be. Like, I think that's just part of our human nature. And yeah, how we connect with others and learn about like what's, you know, who's safe to work with or who isn't.
I think too, one thing I think about too is how we'll try to avoid like people perceiving us negatively because we don't want gossip to start about us. So like we'll control our behavior to where we, you know, because we don't want people to see us negatively, and for that label, in a sense, of whatever it is, to spread to others. So we'll try to avoid people viewing us negatively. So we kind of are kind of aware of this, especially in workplace, when you don't want to do something, but you still do it anyway, because you don't want to, you don't want word to spread that you're maybe you're lazy or something like that. And, you know, there could, you could lose your job with that. But it's like, I think we are kind of aware of this too at times, and we try to control ourselves and even and do things we don't want to do.
Yeah, that's so interesting. And like, even like the gossip we hear teaches us about like what is socially acceptable and what isn't. So it's not just like, oh, let me avoid being the object of the gossip. But it's like, by even taking in the gossip, we learn like, okay, like this behavior is not cool. This behavior is going to get me talked about. Uh-huh. And it's sort of a way of like learning about social norms that we might otherwise like not be aware of.
Yeah.
The audience changes. I was just thinking, like, some behaviors might be okay for like one group of people and some for another, like how you wouldn't want your parents to hear about one thing and then to gossip, but like it might be okay with like a group of friends. So it's also like audience dependent.
There's also like a moral element of it too. Like, there are some people who you're like, I know in my own life, who would be like, oh, like you're gossiping right now, in a way that's like very morally tinged, as in like, but like we're friends. Or like, there are some people who are very like open to the idea of gossip as like a basis for our conversations. And it's like, what kind of meanings are ascribed to like a person who gossips, or that's their like main like their mode of conversation.
Yeah. Well, and it's also interesting is when gossip happens, it can then like people can keep these whatever is said about a person in their head, which can then impact how they interact with that person in the future, whatever it be, you know. And so like at times, if a person is labeled or described in a certain way, it can stay in our minds and impact how we view that person even when we're interacting with them in the future, which is interesting too.
Yeah, I think the whole podcast really is to like underscore, like, you know, sometimes we think of gossip as like this frivolous negative thing, but like there's so many ways where it's like powerful both positively and negatively, and like is significant to our interactions in society.
Thanks for listening to the Society Pages podcast. Be sure to follow us on Spotify and Apple Podcasts, and check out our website at thesocietypages.org.